This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. If summer could be distilled into one flavor, it would probably be basil. Some of the city's top restaurants get their basil from a little farm on the North Fork of Long Island, Satter Farms, where Paulette Satter and Eberhard Mueller are busy harvesting this summer's crop. They began farming in 1997, and they are joining me for this week's Last Chance Foods. Welcome to WNYC. So, Eberhard, you opened Le Bernardin and were a chef at Lutèce. I mean, what made you decide to go the other way and start farming?
My colleagues and myself, we were never quite satisfied with what was available. And when I met Paulette, she told me that she wanted to buy a farm. And I said, well, that would work for me, too. I could grow some vegetables for Lutèce at the time. And, well, 13 years later, here we are.
There you are. You grow traditional Genovese basil as well as green and purple microbasil. What's microbasil?
Microgreens are when the seed has, when the plant has germinated and it does not yet have its first true leaves. It only has the cotyledon leaves.
You have basil flavor, but it's gentle, it's elegant.
Growing basil on a windowsill any different than growing it in the field or garden?
You won't get quite the flavor out of it. It'll be a little, the leaves will be a little softer because it's not getting the intense light and it's not getting the wind. But you can still grow nice potted herbs.
Do you have any advice on watering, harvesting potted herbs?
Well, they certainly have to be in the absolute sunniest place you can find.
That's tough in New York City.
Yeah, pretty much.
The one thing that I always feel, and this is true for a lot of vegetables, if you want full flavor, you need to water them gently and don't water them a day or 2 days before you harvest them, because it's like, you know, they're drying out and they're developing more intensity in their flavor. I mean, that's a very, we do this, for instance, with our wild arugula. People always ask, what's the secret to your wild arugula? Well, I won't tell you, but I'll tell you on public radio now. we try not to water 2 days before we harvest. We could, because it would increase the yield, but it would lower the intensity of flavor. And it's the same thing in potted plants. I mean, potted plants, you don't want to water 2 hours before you clip them. You water the night before and then you snip them for lunch.
I wanted to ask you, what changes have you seen in the restaurant industry and in the relationship between chefs and farms? Were you in close relationship with farms at Lutèce and Le Bernardin, or were you dealing more with middlemen, and is that what the shift has been in recent years?
It's a very good question. When I was still at Lutèce, there was one farm that came semi-regularly to New York City and delivered to restaurants. Obviously, the green market had already started, but when you run a restaurant, you have to have a fairly steady supply. And in the last, I would say, 10 years, this has really changed. Things became available that when I came to this country in 1982, nobody ever had heard of them, like chervil or mash or cranberry beans. You couldn't get fresh cranberry beans to save your life for. And, I mean, that's the big change that I see. I mean, there's a lot of things that are available today that weren't available 20 years ago.
It makes cooking, eating and gardening more exciting, doesn't it?
Absolutely. I mean, it's so much more pleasurable to cook. And I mean, I always think that I don't want to eat tomatoes in November. I want them when they're at their prime, you know? And we make this happening now. I mean, there's a season for everything, and a lot of things is only around for 3 or 4 weeks out of the year in our growing region, you know? And I mean, you're doing yourself a favor, you're doing the environment a favor by eating locally and by eating product that's really, really in season.
Eberhard Mueller, Paulette Satter, they own Satter Farms on the North Fork of Long Island. Thanks for coming in for Last Chance Foods.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
To get a recipe for grilled tomatillo and purple basil salsa and to learn more, go to the culture page at WNYC.org. This is WNYC.